So my name is Ayana.
My name is Selena. I'm 18 and I just graduated from North High School.
And could you tell me more about yourself?
And so like sports, whatever you like.
I'm going to college in the fall for my psychology degree. I live with my mom and my brother. I was in drama for 4 years and I took ceramics for 4 years.
Okay, so how long has your family been here in the United States?
We've been here since, well, my mom was from California, so we lived in Denver for about, my mom's been here for 30 years. I've lived here my whole life. My mother's grandma is the one who migrated here, so our family's been here since then.
And where did she migrate from?
Mexico.
Okay, and what do you think about immigrants or immigration?
I think immigration is a touchy subject right now, especially with our current president who puts immigrants in a light that's not good. He tells false things about immigrants. He calls them criminals and things like that when immigrants are just here to get a better start. They flee their countries because they're in poverty or there's people trying to kill them, and they're here for a better start. They're not here to literally just come and just do crime and stuff like that. So I think that immigrants are misunderstood and misrepresented in the media.
And how do you feel about our president? Like, how do you feel about the actions that he's making?
I think our president doesn't have lots of knowledge about anything. He was literally like a TV actor, so I don't know why he's our president. He just makes these decisions just based off of his own like prejudice views. I don't think his parents were immigrants, so that's kind of disrespectful that he talks about immigrants the way he does. I don't think our president's a good president, and I think he's leading this country into a downfall.
And do you know anything about your culture that's in your family?
Well, it's not definitely as Mexican as my other side of the family, but we do keep lots of traditions like on Christmas and Thanksgiving, we don't eat turkey and stuff like that. We eat tamales and menudo and stuff like that. We still try to go to church every once in a while. We have like a little, I don't know how to, like, it's kind of like a shrine type thing that most families have. It has like candles, prayer candles, you have your rosaries there, you have like things from like people who have passed away there, and you kind of just pray to your saints and stuff. So I think that's kind of what
Is
we try
that
to keep alive.
kind of like something that has to do with the Day of the Dead or
Yeah,
like the movie Coco?
it's kind of like that, except it's like every day we pray to it, so yeah.
Oh, okay, because I watched the movie Coco today, which I feel like I learned a lot, but I gotta learn more. But what do you believe our country accepts immigrants where they are?
No. I think we were actually doing pretty good with Obama as our president. We were trying to take in more immigrants and we had more immigrant programs. He like started DACA, which is for immigrant students. With President Trump, he put a travel ban for a while, which was blocking immigrants from coming in. He has been ripping families apart at the border, taking children and putting them in detention centers. So I think that we were doing pretty good. And then with Trump as our president, immigrants, we just don't understand them and we don't accept them as much as we should.
Do you know more about what he was doing at the borders?
So basically before families were being put into like immigration detention centers, which was like you could stay with your kids, but now you go straight to like the federal courts, and that means that the parents have to go to like a jail, so the kids can't come with them to jail because it's not the same as a detention center, immigration detention center. So the kids are just all being put into like these weird buildings with like cages, being held in cages. They're like just being treated horribly. Like the officers, there's been audio leaked of the officers yelling at the children, making like names, calling them names and stuff like that. Yeah. So I just think that it's horrible that these kids are being ripped away from their parents at such a young age.
See, I've heard about it, but
Yeah.
I didn't know that much about it. So now I'm going to do some research
Yeah.
because I watched the news.
And he recently just repealed that when he was the one who started it, and now people are giving him praise when he's the one who started it, saying, "Oh, I'm just taking it away now." But
And it wasn't even me that did it when
exactly
he
when
did
he was
it.
the one who did it in the first place.
So, do you accept immigrants for who they are?
Yes, I do. I have lots of immigrant family members, lots of friends that were. I remember when DACA, when all that stuff was going on with Trump, there was lots of my friends that were scared they were going to be deported because they were here on DACA for school. They were like going to go to college and stuff. So, I do have lots of family and friends that are immigrants.
And how does it make you feel knowing that some of your friends or family members could get deported?
It's actually really scary because one of my close friends, her name is Jackie, she had a baby here, and she was going to go to college, and then once all that DACA stuff happened, the college basically told her, like, we can't accept you anymore, because it's not, it was, like, kind of up in the air what was going to happen. It kind of still is, if it's going to continue, or if it's going to be, like, repealed and not seeing anymore. And I remember, like, that day, she was just crying, because she came here, and she, like, she came here when she was 5, I believe, and she had to learn English, and she's, like, gotten her own job. She's, like, a manager of, like, a company now. She has a kid, and she's done really good in school. So I was just really proud of her, and for the fact that she worked so hard to, like, build her life here, and it can just be taken away because our president is an asshole.
So if you were president, what is one thing you would change? Or not just one thing, what are some things you would change?
I would definitely try to have more immigrant outreach, because I don't like the fact that, though, I just don't like the way the president portrays them. I would make sure that people understand that immigrants aren't criminals, they're not rapists, they're not here to steal our jobs. They're taking the jobs that people are too lazy to take. So, yeah, I would just make sure immigrants are more understood, have more programs and outreach.
And what's your opinion on immigration today?
I just think immigration is something that most people should understand, because unless you really get to know people's stories, or you just see what you see in the media. So if you're just an ignorant person who has never actually spoken to, like, an immigrant or knows their stories, you just see what you see in the media and you don't understand them. So.
And what neighborhood or area did you grow up in?
I grew up in Park Hill, and then I moved to Sun Valley, and I've lived in Sun Valley for 8 years.
And what type of community was that like?
Well, when I lived in Park Hill, it was kind of scary. I lived in, like, a neighborhood that had lots of gang violence, and that was, like, one of the first times I witnessed police brutality when I was, like, 6 years old. And then we ended up moving to Sun Valley, which is just literally down the street from here. It's a very diverse community, definitely way more diverse than the neighborhood I was living in before. There's lots of different, there's lots of people from Africa, Vietnam. We have Mexican people there. We have Chinese people there. There's just lots of diversity, so that's actually helped me more understand people's cultures and stuff.
And what type of what were the people like there?
In Sun Valley?
In both.
In Park Hill, we mostly had African American people and Spanish people, so we were all pretty close knit because we all lived really close together. I still talk to some of them even though I've moved away. And in Sun Valley, there's lots of immigrants and refugees there, so we actually have lots of community events to, like, let them represent our culture and stuff. So that's helped me understand them more than I did when I first moved there.
And how did it make you feel growing up in those communities?
Well, when I was younger, I kind of felt unsafe in Park Hill because just of all the violence and stuff. But as I got older, it got better. And then when I moved to Sun Valley, definitely was kind of, because it's the projects, basically, it's kind of misunderstood because people think because it's the projects, there's, like, gang members and, like, people getting shot, but it's not like that at all. There's a very diverse, just close-knit community.
Right, and there's more of people getting shot and stuff like that in Park Hill and the east side and all.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the areas, like, where there, like, for instance, we're doing your project in Globeville, mm-hmm. and people down talk Globeville because of the type of area it is and just because how it looks like, but the area only looks like that because it was forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
So they forget about these little small areas in Colorado, and, like, they talk down about them, but they're not there to see how people, like, people who've lived there all their life, they're not there to see how people are coming in and they're changing their area and where they live at.
Mm-hmm.
What guides you to make the choices that you have made, or what influences you?
Well, my mom influences me a lot. She's always been a very open, loving person. Like, she's, like, one of the, like, kindest people ever. Like, in our neighborhood, if you need anything, you need food, she'll go to the grocery store and buy you food. You need a ride to the hospital, she'll give her neighbor a ride to the hospital. If your kids need clothes, she'll go and she'll buy you, like, your kids' clothes. So that's how I've learned to be a kinder person and not to judge people based on the way they look or what I've heard about them, to actually get to know them before I make any judgments.
And do you make your choices based off anyone else's actions?
No. I mean, my mom kind of influenced me, but I usually just, now I've learned to judge people based on them and not what other people say about them.
And what are some of the best memories you've had here in Colorado, or where you were born at before?
Probably Elitch's, going to Elitch's when I was growing up, amusement parks, stuff like that. Lots of cultural things, actually, living in my neighborhood. Some of my best memories are, like, the Vietnamese ladies had, like, a Chinese New Year, or not Chinese, Vietnamese New Year party.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool to, like, taste their food and, like, see the different types of, like, games and things they played. So I think those are some of my best memories, like the cultural festivals and stuff we've had.
Do you have any main goals here in Colorado that you would like to accomplish so you can help other people?
I'm going to college for psychology because I want to work with the kids in my neighborhood. Lots of them have psychological problems. They have like anxiety, these things that it's hard for them to deal with because in our neighborhood we don't have like a mental health clinic, and most of these kids are on waiting lists at like clinics like that to get help. So that's one of the reasons that I changed my degree actually to psychology, so I can help them.
And what were you planning on doing before you?
I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh.
Yeah. And where are you going to college? Do you know?
I'm going to CCD, and then I'm going to transfer to a 4-year.
Okay. What are your passions?
My passion is my community. Yeah.
And what are your hobbies?
I like to draw and paint. Yeah, just art. Lots of art.
And is that what you like to do for fun, or do you like to do other things?
Yeah, I usually just draw or paint in my free time or read a book or something.
What type of things do you like to paint?
I usually paint like kind of like mural types of things, but like with flowers and nature, because I don't know how to draw people. So
I love nature too. So yeah. I'm not an artistic drawer, but I'm more of a photographer, mm-hmm. so I can take really good pictures of nature and skyline and stuff like that. Do you have a job right now?
No.
Do you plan on getting a job?
Yes. I'm actually going to do work study for college, so that's basically I'm getting paid to do like psychology related stuff.
Okay, well, those are all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you for taking your time out to come and interview with me, and I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
There we go. Thank you. That was a pretty good interview.
Yeah, she's my favorite so far.
Much better than Zach.
basketball. Muhammad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
I'll go after you want.
It's all warm out here and all cold inside.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking for the people who usually are here?
Oh, you can't use that. That you're
recording.
Yeah.
Is that not open today?
No.